Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with AP Boys basketball coach Aaron Thomas. The Falcons are off to a 7-0 start to the season. Let's just talk about the two games here to go into break. Wins over Dyke New Hartford and South Hardin in that last week, both on your home court. If you kind of just go back to those last couple games and how your team was able to, go into break strong.
Yeah, for us, it was we knew going in it was going to be a very big week. Obviously, anytime we play DNH, just with the rivalry and the competitiveness there, and knowing that they're just going to keep getting better. They short turnaround for them with not much preseason with the state football and with guys beat up. But we got off to a really good start, and then unfortunately, kind of let them back in it, and they kept cutting back. We built a lead to double figures. Early in the first quarter. In the second quarter, we weren't real good. Credit to them, they were. I think we were up three at one point in the fourth quarter, but the guys made enough plays and we got stops late down the stretch to be able to kind of secure that win. And Caleb Campbell came up very big for us in that one and was just solid throughout. But it was a good team win. And when you look at the Central Division, it was good to make sure we got that one and protected our home court. And then obviously South Hardin coming in, another quality opponent, very big and physical, and that made me nervous. And our biggest key going in was limit them to offensive rebounds. And our guys did an unbelievable job. They only got four offensive rebounds in that game. And I think we played at a pace we wanted to play. We felt we had more depth than they did. They played six guys pretty consistently. They ended up playing more against us that night. But I think at the pace we were able to play and the way we were able to guard, led to a great win, a 20 plus win point win going into the break, and just a really good week for us as far as the importance of games. And to get to 7-0 and break was a goal of ours, and we knew we were gonna have to work hard, and really proud of our guys and the development we've had from day one of practice to where we are now as we got to break.
Yeah, and again, a big picture. Yeah, like you just said, 7-0 start to the year. You've got it done in a variety of ways: some close wins, some big blowout wins. But I just kind of want to get your big picture thoughts on where this team is at right now. Again, you said it, but 7-0 is right where I wanted to be going in.
Yeah, for us, we've shot a lot better at home from three than we have on the road, but our defense has been consistent. Outside of, I didn't think we guarded real well the third quarter against DNH. Outside of that, I think we've been very solid defensively for most of the year and limiting, teams. If we can guard for the entire game, if we don't have our best shooting night, or if we have, maybe a couple more turnovers than we like, we can kind of overcome some of those things when you guard and when you only allow teams to get one shot on the other end. And our guys have really done a good job buying into that. And, just helps having Mason Ritter and just an inside presence back. And then our other guys, we keep developing as a team. Some of our last couple teams have been so experienced. I worried about almost peaking early. I don't have that worry with this group as we have so many new parts and pieces kind of coming together. And that will just continue to evolve. And, the goal has always been be your best come February as we start postseason. We have room for improvement, and as long as we stay hungry and keep working hard, I'm excited to see where this team gets.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here on the Coach's Corner with AP Boys basketball coach Aaron Thomas. Back at the Coach's Corner with AP Boys basketball coach Aaron Thomas. Again, the Falcons are off to a 7-0 start to the season here at the Christmas break. You'd mentioned a couple of key personnel. Again, we've talked about the return of Mason Ritter, things like that. Seems like Caleb Campbell's really taken a huge step on both ends of the floor, right? 14 points per game. He had 20 plus against, I believe, Dyke New Hartford. So a huge part of that win. When it comes to a guy like that in his senior season, to be able to take the next step like that, what have you seen from him here so far this year?
It's been huge, his leadership all year, football and then even into basketball, and just his confidence level. He's put in a lot of time and effort, and I think he knows, with Gavin and Nick and Cooper and Shonen, those guys all gone, I think he knew he was going to have to be more offensive minded and be a leader, which I think has brought him confidence. He's done a great job, and like you said, Mason Ritter and then Benny Waller's been extremely solid throughout the game, and his level he's picked up on the defensive end and just his intensity, which has been great to see now as a junior. And obviously Tyler Wedeking having a great freshman season for us and getting us double figures, so you got four guys right around those double figures. And then Sully Jansen just brings a toughness to us without a doubt. He's more of a slasher, really really good defender and rebounder. And then off the bench we've had Preston Jansen, who kind of comes in and shot the three well for us. I think he's got our best percentage. And then Trevin Thomas comes in with some of more of that defensive effort, Plays extremely hard, looks to get the ball in the post. So that's been a good rotation, and we'll get Evan Palmer back after the break now. And, you know, Gavin Bernard, Gavin Allen, Jackson Mulder, those guys kind of giving Ritter a break at that five spot has given us a lot of different varieties. And even against South Harden, we had to play two posts a little more just to battle on the glass, and we may have to do some of that against Grundy Center as well with their size and their physicality.
So that'll be the first game out of break here on a Friday, January 3rd. But before that, when it comes to, you like to use the word, getting things crisp, right? So what are you looking to kind of improve, as you, you know, get ready for your, first stretch of games here, out of the Christmas break?
Well, the biggest thing is just getting back in basketball shape, you know, a little ragged in practice, which is expected, but just get back. But our effort was good in practice. But for us, just shoring up, to your point, we want to make sure we're crisp with our offense and on what we're running, hard cuts, make sure we know what it is we're running. It's a good time to add a couple things. And then defensively, just to shore up some areas that, you know, we weren't as strong in, to make sure as we look to go forward here, this is really the last long stretch you get without games. So for us, it's just some minor detail things that we need to do better at, that we'll spend time, you know, making sure our help side's really there, our closeouts, get maybe a little better with high hands contesting every shot. And then offensively, just being better with our motions, with our actions, to make sure one, everybody knows them from all different spots. And then we'll add a couple things that, you know, that going back, looking at, okay, what's been effective, what hasn't. And that's the beauty of having a great coaching staff, guys kind of analyzing, okay, this hasn't been very good for us offensively. Let's maybe shelf this, but here's some actions we need to add. So those are the things we'll really look at here the next 2 weeks, because we have Grundy and then off again till the next Friday with East Marshall. So we have a lot of practices here coming, where we got to get ourselves ready to go for a stretch run.
You bet. And then when it comes to facing Grundy Center, you know, that's a team that has a very experienced. Obviously, they've won games in a variety of different ways. They had a close one with East Marshall right before break. But what are you looking for from them? I know it's going to be a rematch of a district final last year. They ended your season, so I have to imagine the guys will be looking forward to that one.
Yeah, we know they're extremely talented, and again, lots of size and physicalness. And, you know, they got a variety of ways. They, East Marshall second half really pounded the ball in the paint as they were down at half, and made a good adjustment there. So, you know, we know we got to match their physicalness. We got to take care of the ball. We're going to have to rebound, and then, you know, make sure we find their scores and their shooters from the perimeter, while being ready to help on the inside, because they'll look to post of any of those guys just with their strength and physicalness. So for us, we have to know their personnel. And then for us defensively, we're going to have to be extremely solid in what we're doing to make sure, you know, Kirkpatrick and Judd and Wallace and some of those guys aren't getting wide open perimeter shots of Davies when he comes in. And then yet understanding if they try to attack us in the post with mismatches, where we can help and what it is we're going to have to do, because they're a handful without a doubt.
All right, and then one more thing when it comes to the schedule here. Saturday, January 18th, you got a chance to go to a neutral site, Upper Iowa University, to take on a key team that's 5-2 right now. You don't know what the record's going to be at that point, but tell me a little bit about this opportunity to go over to Fayette and play some neutral site action.
I just needed another game, you know, and Coach McCowan's run these shootouts. We went up there, well, it's been a while ago, and played a very good Dunkerton team couple of years ago. And so for us, you kind of look for opportunities. You know, we went to Van Meter and they ended that agreement, so we don't play them. So we just had to kind of fill in our schedule a little bit. And you know, most of our Tuesday Fridays are filled, and we don't like to play a lot of Saturdays, but I think it's always a good test, good experience for our guys to go play, you know, at Upper Iowa and Dorman, and a string full of games. You know, you hope to get to sub-state where you're playing that on a Saturday night. So I always think it's good to have one of those experiences where you don't have school and have to play a game. And against Key High going into the year, I think was preseason, you know, a team that was definitely high on everybody's radar. So we know that'll be a very tough challenge. I obviously haven't watched any tape or not worried about them yet, but that time will come sooner than later.
You bet. Any final thoughts you'd like to share here today?
No, I just appreciate your coverage, JMO. Looking forward to a great 2020-2025. And hope we have, you know, a huge crowd when we go down to Grundy Center for a tough girls and boys game here to start the new year.
All right, AP Boys Basketball Coach Aaron Thomas, thank you so much for the time, and we'll catch you here in the new year.
Hey, thanks a ton, JMO.
You bet. More of the Coach's Corner is coming up next.